Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. You are joining us live this morning on our Tuesday prayer for children. And this is the time that we set aside to look to the Lord on behalf of our children and to call upon him, because he invites us to do just that. He said, call upon me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not of. And so as we look to him this morning, we know that he will hear and he will answer us. He is faithful to do that. He's faithful to hear us. He's faithful to answer us. And the Bible also says he's full of surprises. So we're just looking forward to his surprises today. We look forward to hearing from him. We look forward to hearing what he has to say. Hallelujah. And as we come before him today, know that we can bring all our cares, all our troubles, all our trials, and especially those that concern our children. We know from the Word of God, if you've been joining us, we've been on the air now for, gosh, about 2 years. And I was just looking at the timeline. Sometime within the last week, and gosh, it's been about 2 years, but God is faithful, isn't he? He is so faithful to have kept us. And and I have to tell you, though, that I always leave more blessed than when I come in. I always feel so much better. And it's just amazing. You know, he gives us strength. The Bible is really true. It gives strength to the faint. And to them that has no might, increases their strength. So today we're coming to you from Isaiah 44. And I just stumbled on this. Well, I know it wasn't an accident, but I just came across the scriptures. I was reading from Isaiah 40 to 45. And so we're coming for our meditation today. We normally start with a meditation. We're coming from Isaiah 44, and glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just start from verse 1. Glory to God. So we're going to go on that. We'll focus on verse number 4, but I want to start at verse 1. It says, yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant in Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun, the upright one, applied to Israel as a type of the Messiah, whom I have chosen. I'm reading from the Amplified. For I will pour water upon him who is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring, and my blessing upon your descendants. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so, actually, verses 3 and 4, it says, you, my friend, that's you and I, we who are thirsty, glory to God, we who are hungry and thirsty. The Bible says here, I will pour water upon him who is thirsty, that's us, and floods upon the dry ground, glory to God. And I will pour my spirit upon your offspring, that's our children, and my blessing upon your descendants, glory to God. And we know about the blessing. Gosh, we've had as our meditation so many times before, about the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. How the blessing of the Lord makes us rich and adds no sorrow. Glory to God. And to talk a little bit more about the blessing of the Lord. We see Abraham experiencing the blessing. And then as we get into the New Testament, the Bible says, because you are Abraham's seed, what do we see Abraham as in the blessing? We see him in Genesis. We've been reading that as our home Bible study. We've been reading through the book of Genesis. We see that Abraham was very rich, and that was part of the blessing. Glory to God. He was rich in cattle and houses and land and service and so on. And that same blessing actually belongs to us. As we get into the New Testament, the Bible says, because you are of faith, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the same promise that Abraham had, right? So we're not going to go so much much the blessing today, but we should know that the blessing, God has promised the blessing upon our descendants. We were thirsty. God has promised the blessing upon our descendants. And we really should study that out. And they shall spring up. And this is the part that I just makes me spring up. The Bible says here of our offspring, that they shall spring up among the grass like willows or poplars, like by the watercourses. Glory to God. And I want to read verses 3 and 4 again from another translation, because I want to make sure that, you know, that we really get it. So it says, "For I will pour out water to quench your thirst and to irrigate," hallelujah, "your parched field." "And I will pour out my spirit upon your descendants and my blessing upon your children." Glory to God. "They will thrive like watered grass, like willows on the riverbank." and how do we know that they're thriving? I love it. How will we know that they're thriving? The Bible says in verse 5, "Some will proudly claim, 'I belong to the Lord.' Others will say, 'I'm a descendant of Jacob,'" because the blessing actually came down from Abraham through Isaac on Jacob. Glory to God. "Some will write the Lord's name on their hands and will take the name of Israel as their own." Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Lord now goes to honor his own name. And I'm going to read verse 5 again from the Amplified. It says, "One will say, 'I am the Lord,' and another will call himself by the name of Jacob, and another will write, even brand or tattoo." But the Amplified says, "Our children will tattoo the name of the Lord upon their hands, saying, 'I belong to God.'" "Say, 'I am the Lord,' and to name himself by the honorable name of Israel." God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we just thank God this morning, even for this word. And we're gonna just be lifting up our children, keeping this word in mind, keeping this word before us. He said we should bring his word to his remembrance. He said, "Call upon me." He says, "Bring my word to your bring this word to my remembrance." Call me out on it. And so we're calling him out on it this morning, our Heavenly Father. We're calling him out on this word, reminding him of, bringing it to his remembrance. Hallelujah. Knowing that he cannot lie, knowing that he cannot fail, knowing that he cannot turn his back on his children, knowing that he is faithful. Glory to God. And he cares about every detail of our lives. So, Father, we come to you today. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah. For your goodness, we thank you this morning for your loving kindness. We thank you this morning for your tender mercies. We thank you that you're a faithful God. We thank you that you keep covenants to 1,000 generations. We thank you, Father, because you are not mere man that you should lie. Neither are you the son of you should repent? How do you stop it? And will you not make it good? How do you set it? And will you not do it? You cannot lie just by nature of your own self, Father God. Just by your very nature, Lord. It is not possible for you to lie. You cannot lie and you cannot fail. Well, we know the two things that you can't do, and those are the only things that you cannot do. You cannot lie and you cannot fail. So as we come to you this morning, we're standing flat footed. We're kneeling before you. Hallelujah. As we come to you this morning, we're coming in assurance. We're coming in surety of faith because we know that you cannot lie and you cannot fail. And Father, as we read in your word this morning, the Bible says that you will pour water upon us. Hallelujah. Upon those of us who are thirsty. Oh, you will pour water, Lord God, upon our parched land. Hallelujah. Rosha, yeah, yeah, yeah. You will pour water upon our parched ground. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. As we look at your word this morning, glory to God. You desire, Lord, to quench our thirst. Hallelujah. Even as parents, you desire for them to just satisfy. And Lord, nothing satisfies a parent. Nothing satisfies a caregiver. Nothing satisfies a mom or dad. Nothing satisfies a grandparent. As seeing the child growing up in you, as seeing the child prospering in righteousness, as seeing the child prospering in the things of God. Walking in the way of righteousness. Parent, Lord, glory to God, is satisfied when the child is wayward or walking to the left or to the right instead of going down the straight and narrow. No parent, hallelujah. Rosha takata. Roku takatakare. Roshe itokuba. Rekete kushakata. Ronda bando. Rekete nusha. Glory to God. But we thank you this morning, O God, that we, as we read in your word, that you said, Lord, you would pour out your spirit upon our descendants. Hallelujah. And we also read this very word in Joel, a prophecy, Lord, that even in the Old Testament, that it said in the latter times, I will come to you not just as the former rain, but I will come to you as both the former rain and the latter rain. And I will, glory to God, pour my spirit upon your sons and your daughters. They will prophesy. They will dream dreams. They will see visions upon your handmaidens and upon your mistress and your mansions. Glory to God. And so we thank you this morning, Lord, as we stretch our arms to you, as we look to you, with our eyes, O God, and our fixed on you, as we stretch our hands up to you, as we depend on you this morning, we look to you, Lord, because you're a faithful God, because you keep covenant to a thousand generations, and you, Lord God, and you care about our children, and you love them with an everlasting love, and you love them, O God, and with the love of the Father to our children, and you lavish your unfailing love on us this morning, and you lavish your unfailing love and the exceeding riches of your grace. You will never rope taka. You pour out on us this morning, and you pour out on our children this morning. The exceeding riches of your grace. You multiply your grace to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Roku tashata. So that, Lord, as we are watered, we can water our children. I thank you, Lord, that you're merciful to us. I thank you, Lord, that you're kind to us. I thank you, Lord, that you're strong and mighty, O God, on our behalf. You will pour, Lord God, your spirit on our descendants, even as you pour water on us, even as you quench our thirst. I thank you, Lord, that the triplet is coming alive in our Lord, I thank you that you're setting our children apart, baby. That you're waking them up, oh God. That you're shaking them, Lord. That you're causing them to rise up. That you're causing them to seek you. You alone are worthy. You alone are kind. You alone are holy. You are altogether lovely, Lord. You are God all by yourself. You never fail the release of your promises. You're the God of all grace. You're the God of all mercy. And Lord, I thank you for your anointing, Father. Your anointing of peace. Your anointing of grace. Your anointing of worship. Oh, Shatakata. Spirit of worship. Your anointing of praise, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Coming upon our children right now, each and every one, Lord, from the east and the west, from the north and the south, you see them, Lord, the very hairs of their head are numbered. You see them, Lord, you see them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and you call each and every one by name. You see the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Glory to God. That even as you pour water upon us, no weapon formed against our children shall prosper. Every line from the sun. And every enemy that rises up against the path, one way flees before us, seven ways. Lord, I thank you that your goodness and your mercy are falling behind us. And your grace and your going ahead of them this morning, going ahead of them, Lord, to open doors, Lord Jesus, that no man can shut. To close those doors, Lord God, that you don't want them to walk through. I thank you, Lord, that you're a merciful God. I thank you, Lord, that you're a kind God, that you pick us up out of the gutter, you pick us up out of the dunghill, you place our feet on a solid rock, and Lord Jesus, even as you pour your water upon us, who are thirsty for you, who are hungry for you, who are seeking you, Lord. Lord, we cry out to you this morning. Call them to peace at the noise of your water sound. Oh, Jesus, we're crying out for you, Lord. We're crying out for your grace. We're crying out for your mercy. We're crying out for your peace. We're crying out for joy, 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 joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus, is there anything too hard for you? Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, not one shall fail. Oh, you shall rule. You set your laws over us. Even upon our children, that you haven't said, Lord. We bless you this morning. We thank you this morning. We exalt you this morning. That you're making ways for us, oh God. You're making ways for our children. Out of no way. Jesus. Let faith arise this morning. Let faith arise in our hearts. Let faith arise in the heart of every parent, every mom, every cat, every grandparent, every principal, hallelujah, every vice principal. Jesus, let faith arise. Jesus, let faith arise. Even in the mom who's incarcerated this morning. Let faith arise, and not just faith, Lord, not the moving faith, the faith that says, yes, Lord, I trust trust you. The faith that says, oh, come, I need you. Oh, Jesus, you're more of my faithful child. You're good, you're merciful, God. You're kind, God. You're holy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Not willing that any should perish. But that all should come to this. So we thank you this day. We thank you and we bless you this day. We bless you and we appreciate you this day. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. There is nothing too difficult for you, Lord. You sit on the circle of the earth and the inhabitants are as dry puppets before you. We thank you that your word, O God, is a quick word, hallelujah. We thank you that your word over our children is a powerful word. We thank you that your word over our lives, O God, is a strong word. It's an immutable word. It accomplishes the things to which it is sent. It does not return forth to you. And so as we decree your word, and so as we render Rada Pushapa, Rokoba Banda Rada. Oh, Jesus, glory to God. We look to you, my Father. Oh, Jesus, we look to you, my Savior. You are good Father to us. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your kingdom mercy. Thank you for your kingdom. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We wait for you, Lord. We wait for you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we need a master. Oh, we wish, Father, thank you that as we find ourselves, Lord, we thank you, Rabbi Shataka. We thank you, Lord, that you speak to us. Ilabarando Kushaka. Speak to us, Lord, that we might hear you clearly, Lord. That there will be no doubt in our minds and our hearts that we have heard from you. That there is no doubt in that as I send on us. In our feet on us. Urabanakara said, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rogo Sheki Yaka. Tombebo Roko Baba. Loro Shiba Rokota. We thank you for your spirit. Pour it out over our children. Over our descendants for thousand generations. Oh, a thousand generations. For thousand generations. Thank you, Lord. We will bless the Lord. Nobody said in me, bless his holy name. We will receive the earth. We thank you, Father God. But our children die like a water grass. They spring up full glory. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for the springing up this morning. We thank you for the springing up this morning. Full glory to God. We thank you for the springing up this morning. Hallelujah. To Jesus. To Jesus. Individually, Lord. Lord, I know that we're in corporate prayer, but Lord, hallelujah. I thank you that you
would fill you with each and every spirit this morning. Individually, Father, showing us, Lord, showing us your word, O God, and that we can stand back, put it on your word, O God. Thank you. Oh, we wait for you this morning. We wait for your word of wisdom. We wait for your word of we thank you, Lord, that our children are perfect. Lord, they're screaming up. Into their purpose. Screaming up into their purpose. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that a huge spirit, hallelujah, just flows in their heavenly languages, Lord. Just flows in their heavenly tongues, Lord. Lord, you begin to reveal yourself. You begin to reveal your plan for time, Lord. Your plan for Robataka, for revival, Lord. Your plan, Rekikosha. Flow. Rekikotoposheki. Rekikosheki data. Oh, Jesus. Oh, flow. Glory to God. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Roshandara Babasta. Oh, Roshandara Babasta. In the name of Jesus. In the fire, able to push. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we call out the name of each and every one of our children this morning. For you know them by name, Lord, as we call the names out before you this morning. We thank you that there is a springing up, Lord. There is a springing up. There is a rising up, O God. There is an army, hallelujah, of children rising up, O God. To break every chain. They will refuse generational curses. They will refuse hang-ups and hook-ups. They will refuse religion, Lord. But they will run out to you with the love of their souls. Oh, Koronishiteke. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Father. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah, for the refreshing and the renewing and the reviving. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. Because you've already blessed us, Lord. You've already blessed us. Hallelujah. We take it by faith and by force in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God.